the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And go on speaking and go on speaking about Krishna.
The perfection of that ceaseless talking about Krishna can be seen in Goloka Vrindavan, where even when Krishna's most intimate devotees try to stop talking about him, they cannot, as they instruct themselves that they should stop talking about Krishna because there's no point in talking about Krishna. They just continue to talk about Krishna. We can never reach the end of discussing Krishna. From one point of view, you can say that Krishna's energies are unlimited and his knowledge is unlimited. Therefore, it could be said that Krishna doesn't know himself completely because his energies are always expanding. At the same time, however, Krishna's knowledge is always expanding simultaneously. So therefore, how do you say that Krishna doesn't know everything about himself when his knowledge is always expanding? Then again, Krishna's energy is always expanding. Because there's no time effect upon Krishna, because there's no effect of time in the spiritual world, you can't say, well, step number one, Krishna's energies expand. Step number two, Krishna then knows those energies. Step number three, those energies expand again. Step number four, Krishna knows those energies that expand. There's no cause and effect in the spiritual world. There's no time-bound activity. But just for our understanding, because our minds are conditioned by time, we think in terms of time and space. That's what it means to be a conditioned soul. Part of what it means to be a conditioned soul. So for our understanding, the Shastra says things like, when Krishna wants to know himself, or when Krishna wants to understand himself, when is a time-bound indicator, but actually there's no question of time in Krishna Leela. Let's go to Vrindavan, where Brahma has stolen the cows, the calves and cowherd boys. And as you know, Krishna has covered the whole situation up. The Lord is the original cover-up artist. So generally people don't like cover-ups. Cover-ups are very a distortion of the truth. But when Krishna covers up, there's simply auspiciousness resulting for everyone. You know very well the Brahma Vimohana Leela, the bewilderment of Lord Brahma, how Brahma confiscated the calves and cowherd boys, but actually just for a split second. He changed his mind a split second later. You've had experience yourself of starting to do something, maybe have your 10th piece of pizza, and you reach for it and then, number 10, that's a bit over the top. Yes, you've had that experience. Split second, you change your mind. So Lord Brahma did that. In a split second, he thought, no, this isn't good. I shouldn't tamper in this way. Because Brahma he's not an atheist. He's just thinking, can this cowherd boy playing with his friends and calves, can that really be my worship of the Lord? Let me make a test and see. But then he changed his mind in a split second. No, I shouldn't do that. It's very risky. If this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, my worshipful Lord, then I'm tampering with his activities. So he changed his mind in a split second. But that split second of Brahma was a year of earth time. So for 1 year of earth time in Bhoma Vrindavan, earthly Vrindavan, Krishna had to cover up. He expanded himself into calves and cowherd boys, which exactly duplicated the missing ones, down to the most minute individual characteristic and idiosyncrasy. This went on for a year. Even Balaram didn't notice. Yogamaya covered everyone over, even Balaram. Who is Krishna's first expansion? We'll hear about that today. How even Balaram could not understand what was going on by Krishna's arrangement. Srila Prabhupada explains in this last chapter that he wrote before leaving this world that Balaram didn't know all the calves and cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, and Balaram didn't even know that he himself was an expansion of Krishna. This is how thorough the Yogamaya covering was in Vrindavan. But 5 or 6 days before the completion of the year of Krishna's cover-up, Balaram, with Krishna's help, began to understand what was going on. So this is how intense the mystic covering over Vrindavan was. That cover-up is all for the most auspicious pleasure. The scene that really made Lord Balaram wonder what's happening was when the cowherd men and their cows were grazing on top of Govardhan Hill. The cows looked down the bottom of the hill and saw their older calves. Now, these cows already had given birth to baby, to new babies. And naturally, those newborn are what suck the milk of the mother cows. But in this case, because the older calves were Krishna, the mother cows were more attached to their older calves, who were Krishna, and who were off being milked. Still, the mothers wanted to give those older calves all the milk, because those older calves were Krishna. The cows look down from the top of Govardhan Hill and see the older calves, and they begin to run toward these older calves. Run so frantically, with such absorption of love, that even though the path was very rough, the cows were running with like their front and back feet joined together. They were so excited, so agitated by praying to get down to the bottom of the hill. Their tails were straight up in the air. The humps of their back were moving so beautifully. And they got down to the bottom of the hill and gave all their milk to the older calves, much to the chagrin of the cowherd men, because the milking process is supposed to be controlled. The cows should give a little milk to their newborn calves and then give most of their milk for human consumption. But in this case, the cows gave all their milk to their older calves, who were, of course, were Krishna. The cowherd men, they didn't know that, of course, so they were very angry. Oh no, our whole enterprise is ruined, our whole activities are ruined, we're useless, we're incompetent, we can't herd cows properly. The cows have given all their milk to elder calves, and they didn't even give the milk to their newborn baby calves. What's going on? Now we have no milk to bring to the Brijvasis. So they were very angry at themselves, angry at the situation, angry at their incompetence. But then what happened? The cowherd men see their sons and become overwhelmed with affection. And they began to pick up their sons and embrace them and smell their head with such love. These boys, the sons of the cowherd men, they're Krishna. Krishna has taken the place of the missing cowherd boys and the missing calves. So not only were the cows loving Krishna as their calf, but the cowherd men were loving Krishna as their own son. In this way, all of Vrindavan is increasing in pure attraction for Krishna. Balaram is watching all this and wondering, what is going on here? It's very strange. At that time, all the thoughts of the cowherd men merged in the mellow of paternal love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons. Experiencing a great attraction, their anger completely disappearing, they lifted their sons, embraced them in their arms, and enjoyed the highest pleasure by smelling the son's head. Please picture in your mind the scene, how all of Vrindavan is increasing in love for Krishna. Often, the cowherd women, the older cowherd women, would think, oh, if Krishna were my son, I would love him at least as well as Mother Yashoda loves him. If Krishna were my son. Now they have their chance. They don't know it, but their son is Krishna. Krishna has taken the place of the missing cowherd boys. The cowherd men are getting their chance to experience direct vatsalya brain, parental love of God. For their sons, their son is Krishna. The Bhagavatam describes how the cowherd men embrace their sons with such absorption, and then with great difficulty relinquished that embrace. And then as they were walking away from their sons, tears were falling from their eyes incessantly as they remembered that loving embrace with their sons, who were actually Krishna. So just picture this whole scene in Vrindavan. Just amazing. Balaram is watching all this. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. So this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita means when it says, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Asabhavritya. There's only one supreme control, that's Krishna. Everyone else is his servant. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mata Pratalandanya Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There's nothing beyond me. There's no greater truth than me. That means not even Narayan, not even Vishnu, not even Balaram. This curtain of yoga maya is so thickly intense now in Vrindavan, even Balaram can't figure out what's going on. This is how unique this situation is. Balaram is watching the mother cows more anxious to feed their elder calves than their baby calves. This doesn't make sense. This is not how nature works. But because yoga maya is at work, these things are happening. So Balaram is starting to contemplate, to meditate on the situation, and you're going to hear, courtesy of Shukadeva Goswami, you're going to hear Balaram thinking to himself, Kim etat adbhutamiva vasudeve kalatmani vrajasya satmanastokesh apurvam prema vardite. What is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Brudge, including me, toward these boys and calves, is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the supersoul of all living entities. So this is what Balaram is noticing. Our affection is increasing towards this set of boys, this set of calves, just like our affection increases for Krishna. What's happening here? Kime tat adbhutam. What is this wonderful thing? How does Balaram resolve this puzzle? He continues to ask himself questions. Kayam va kuta ayata daivi va narutasuri. Who is this mystic power? He's starting to understand. He's starting to pierce the curtain of Yogamaya. This is some kind of power coming from some mystic. Now the question is that mystic an asura or a demigod? Divine or demoniac? But then he considers, how could it be Rakshasi Maya? How could it be the mystic potency of some witch? No witch can bewilder Balaram. I'm Balaram. He does kind of an identity check on himself. I'm Balaram. How could a Rakshasi bewilder me? What's the conclusion then? This all must be the result of the illusory energy of my brother. For who else can bewilder me? So Balaram here is admitting that yes, Krishna can bewilder me. No one else. As Prabhupada writes in the purport, he thus concluded that the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipable personality of Godhead. He thought, it was arranged by Krishna, and even I could not check its mystic power. Now Balaram is starting to understand. All these boys and calves are expansions of Krishna. As he further considered the situation, he began to see with eyes of divine knowledge. Now you can understand how even Balaram is dependent on Krishna. In the example of this pastime. Looked at another way, it is said the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is bluish, Balaram is whitish. Krishna wears yellow clothes, Balaram wears bluish clothes. That's basically the only difference. Still, Balaram is an expansion of Krishna. Seeing himself as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing Krishna as his worshipable Lord, Balaram now begins to inquire from Krishna about the situation. Naite suresha rishayo nachaite. O Supreme Controller, these boys are not great demigods, as I previously thought, nor are these calves great sages like Narada. Now I can see that you alone are manifesting yourself in all varieties of difference. Although one, you are existing in the different forms of the calves and boys. Please briefly explain this to me. Having thus been requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation and Baladev understood it. So here you see the action in Vrindavan. Krishna explained the whole situation to Balaram. Balaram just said, give me a brief synopsis. Just give me some insight to what's going on here. And so Krishna explained the whole situation to Balaram's full understanding. Because in that brief explanation, there had to be the points covered that what happened to the original cows and cowherd boys? Where were they? Where did they go? And why is Krishna covering up in this way? A full explanation would reveal the answers to all these questions. The technical conclusion that Krishna and Balaram reached was that actually the situation was not caused by any kind of maya, but by Krishna's opulence. The Lord is known as Sarvaishvarya Purna, unlimitedly full in all opulence. So therefore, very easily, Krishna could cover up, make up for the missing calves and cowherd boys by expanding as the missing ones, completely duplicating their individuality. As we approach Lord Balaram's appearance day, we want to remember that Balaram is the source of spiritual strength for carrying Krishna's instructions. Sometimes you may think that following Krishna's instructions, executing them, is very difficult. You have to know where to get the strength to follow Krishna's instructions. That strength comes from Balaram. He gives you the strength to carry the sword of knowledge, which will cut the knot of material attachment. Therefore, we can look forward to Balaram's appearance day and beg for spiritual strength, bala, for carrying out Lord Krishna's instructions. There's also another reality that we can meditate upon Balaram's appearance day, a reality that's becoming more and more apparent today, the food reality. Balaram always carries a plow because he's Kshi Raksha, land protection. Just like Krishna always carries a rope for binding cows because Krishna is Goraksha, cow protection. These two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, indicate so many things. From very deep spiritual truths to practical realities of maintenance and existence. They're showing how human society can be happy simply by protecting the land and protecting cows. As food prices are rising, people are becoming more conscious of the food reality. Ramanuja was telling me today that the amount of money the temple has to spend on bhoga, on food, has doubled all throughout the world. It's going on like this. Balaram reminds us that the primary method for human society to experience economic growth is through land protection and cow protection. Whereas, for example, in the USA, a population of 250 million people, only 1% of the population is engaged in growing food. So people have forgotten that for so many millenniums, growing food has been a challenge. Eating has been a challenge. It's just that for a portion of the 20th century, for some people, the food problem has been so easily solved. Well, of course, so many others are starving in this world. Nevertheless, for those who can easily eat nicely, it appears that the food problem, food insecurity, as it's called, has been solved. But now, even in so-called prosperous countries, food insecurity, which has always been with with human beings in this age of Kali, that is. It's back again in full force. So we can meditate tomorrow on that indicator from Lord Balaram that the seat of wealth for human civilization is the land, the cows. Another meditation as we approach Lord Balaram's appearance day is that Rajendra Nandanaye Sachi Sutta Oilose Balaram Oilonatai. Lord Balaram comes as Nityananda, the foremost servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.